Welcome to The Joy of Motherhood. This is a podcast that's aimed at the heart of women who love being a mom. Or maybe it's for those of you who wish you were a mom. You're just aching to be a mom, but it hasn't happened to you yet. This is a podcast that's going to be for those of you who are empty nesters. You wish you could do it all over again, and your heart is still turning toward that singular occupation and calling known as motherhood. This is a podcast for those of you who are in the trenches of motherhood. Your daily life is about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, about potty training, about driver's permits. It seems like you are mired every day in the sludge of what being a mom is all about. Welcome to The Joy of Motherhood. This is Carol McLeod, and I'm so honored that you've joined me this week as we talk about the singular joy that only motherhood brings. This is a podcast that is strategically designed to encourage moms in all ages and stages of life. If you're dealing with infertility and your arms ache to hold a baby and your heart is empty with longing, you've come to the right place. If you're in the toddler years and your days are a perpetual repeat of laundry, dishes, two-year-old tantrums, and arms wrapped tightly around your legs, you have come to the right place. If you're in the trenches of motherhood and you're constantly on the run from soccer practice to ballet lessons to youth group to sleepovers to the grocery store at midnight, you have come to the right place. If you're dealing with the hormones and the drama of the teenage years and driving permits and college applications, my friend, you have come to the right place. If your home is way too clean and you only hear from your children once or twice a month, you have come to the right place. The joy of motherhood is a journey, and it has many stops along the way. I'm so thankful that you are part of our family, and I pray that today's podcast will be a blessing to you. Now today, once again, Danielle Stoltz, a dynamic young woman on my staff, is going to be doing an interview for us. Danielle is brilliant and creative and is the mom to two precious preschool daughters. Today, she'll be interviewing Natalie Landis, who is also a young mom. Now, let me tell you about Natalie. Natalie is the mother of three preschool boys. She has a four-year-old and then nine-month-old twin boys. Can you imagine? Her days are filled with diapers and grilled cheese sandwiches and trips to the zoo. However, Natalie's life has not always looked like this. For years, she and her husband struggled with infertility and with repeated miscarriages. You will love Natalie's story and you will love her heart and her commitment to motherhood. But before we eavesdrop on this conversation between Natalie and Danielle, I'd like to invite you to visit my website, which is justjoyministries.com. You can fix yourself a cup of coffee and read a devotional, or you can listen to a Bible study teaching there and actually download the notes. Or you can shop. You can shop without going to the mall and without dealing with tantrums while you're there. Our web store is filled with resources that will bless not only your motherhood journey, but also just your journey as a woman of God. Now, today, I would especially like to recommend one of my books to you that I entitled Holy Estrogen. Isn't that a great title for a book for women? You know, this is a book that looks at the emotions that a woman experiences from a biblical point of view. Did you know that some emotions are biblically allowable and some are not? That's what this book covers. Believe me, we all need this book. Like, even though I wrote it, I need to read it like once a year. We all need to get our emotions under the control of the Holy Spirit. I have often said that motherhood has only shown me all the ways that I need to be more like Jesus. So go to my website, justjoyministries.com, and order your copy of Holy Estrogen today. And as always, I would love to hear from you. Feel free to email me at carol@justjoyministries.com. You know, I really do love to answer the questions of moms right here on this podcast. So don't hold back. Titus, the book of Titus in the Bible, actually says that the older moms are supposed to teach the younger moms how to love their husbands, how to love their children, and how to be keepers of the home. So I'd love to pour some of my wisdom, whatever wisdom I have, into your life. Now, anything is fair game, so don't hold back. You can ask me anything from how to get your baby to sleep, to potty training, to family devotions, to budgeting, to marriage. Well, you name it. Have at it. Ask me your questions, carol@justjoyministries.com. And now let's turn to Danielle and Natalie as they share the highs and lows of the early years of mothering. They'll also be talking about infertility and believing God for a miracle. Here they are, Danielle Stoltz and Natalie Landis.
Hi, this is Danielle Stoltz, and I'm so excited to be with you guys today. Today, I have my good friend, Natalie Landis. She is a boy mama of three. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Doing awesome. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Of course. Yeah. I'm honored. I'm excited.
Yes. So tell me about your little boys.
So we have three. We have four-year-old Nathan and nine-month-old twins, Preston and Easton.
So much fun.
Yes.
So you got three boys that you always think you were going to have.
I come from a family with four kids, and so I was pretty much open to the idea of a larger family anyway. And I always had the desire to be a boy mom. I love those little guys, and I just always wanted them. So
when you guys got married, was that something that happened right away for you guys, or did it take a little bit of time?
It took some time. I think initially we went into marriage as, okay, we're going to have some time for us. We had life goals that we wanted to set up. And I think the big things for us were purchasing a home. I wanted to finish school and just some alone time for us as a married couple. And probably within the first 6 months, that baby bug hit hard, and I just was, all I could think about was having kids. And so we started trying, and probably about 6 months to a year after trying is when I got pregnant for the first time, and miscarried about a week later. And then it took another year for anything to happen, and I miscarried a week later. And then it took another 2 years for anything to happen, and miscarried again. And so it was a very beaten journey with not a lot of answers. You know, we started some testing, but we were also trying to just be standing and ready to know that it's on God's time, not ours. But there was definitely a lot of frustration. And so the fourth time, when we found out I was pregnant again, we just took an entirely different stance of faith. There was no fear associated, because obviously suffering numerous miscarriages, you're thinking, okay, let's not tell anyone. Let's not get too excited. Let's just hold on until we know for sure. And so the fourth time around, we removed that entirely, and we were telling people and just, you know, speaking life over him, the pregnancy and everything. And there were bumps throughout the pregnancy, but ultimately, I mean, he was born on time, totally healthy. I mean, it was amazing.
That's so awesome. Yeah. Now, tell me just a little bit about this journey, because I know before leading up to Nathan, that had to be, you know, disheartening. And even I'm sure that you had people around you that may have said things that planted that seed of fear. How did you overcome fear?
Well, getting in the Word was a lot. You know, we were plugged into a really great local church in Tulsa. And I think just surrounding ourselves with people that would help us walk through those times. I actually connected with a lot of other women who were in the same situation. And I think, you know, you want to put out the front that, like, as a Christian, I always have it all together, and I'm on top of things, and my mind doesn't go to those places, but it does. And I think seeing other women who I would categorize as very strong women of faith that were, you know, quote unquote, doing it right and following the rules, to see them with their daily struggles and being open about that and being excited and passionate and confident about where their journey was leading them was a huge deal for me, to see that A, I'm not alone, and B, you can still be joyous in that time of, you know, people saying, well, I mean, it could be this, or it may just not happen for you guys. Well, you can consider adoption. I mean, all of those things that people try to placate your feelings and just make you feel better are actually those little seeds of doubt that just will sprout if you let them.
That's so true. What would you say to someone else that's going through what you're going through right now?
as hard as it is all in God's timing. When we first got married, we called it our 5-year plan, and we wanted a home, and I wanted to finish school, and we just were like, well, probably in about 5 years. And then we tried to rush it, and we tried to make it happen, and it just wasn't our timing. It wasn't God's timing, because the year that Nathan was born, we had been married for 5 years. We had just closed on a home, and I had graduated from college. And so, I mean, all of those goals that they were in our heart, just because we didn't see them and they weren't as alive as they had been initially, they were still there. And that's where God knows. God knows what you're praying for. He knows what you're believing for. He's known the desires that you have. I mean, I think even before we do sometimes. And so I think in those times when you're just overwhelmed and frustrated, just know that something big is happening to lead you up to those places that you ultimately want to be.
That's so good. And so not only do you have 4-year-old Nathan, but you have 2 twins.
Yes.
Tell me about that journey.
So that was a wild ride. We do not have twins in our family. So there was definitely a timing. And we, after Nathan, we decided that we did want our kids fairly close together just because of our age. Not that we're, crazy old, but with our age, we wanted them to have a great relationship. And so we were trying pretty quickly. And nothing was happening whatsoever. And again, tried not to fall into that frustration again and just be excited. Nathan is a very big personality. And I look back now and I'm so grateful that I had the first 3 years to just totally focus on him and give him the mom that he needed. And so when we found out I was pregnant again, super excited, went to the doctor's office, and there was no mistaking that boom, boom, those two little sacks were up there. And I mean, we just started laughing. I mean, what do you do? I mean, it was a surprise. But then when we found out it was twins, again, just immediately took that stance of faith. I was talking with a friend of mine. She does our family photography, and it's crazy because I hadn't even thought of it this way, but I told her, I was like, we just found out that I'm pregnant, but I'm pregnant with twins, and we're so excited. And she was like, how about talk about God redeeming things that you've lost. And it just totally threw this completely different spin on the pregnancy, on these boys, on the call that's on their life, of the pain of before being redeemed. And it was mind blowing. Cause like I said, my mind didn't even go there. And just to have her bring that to light was just amazing.
That's so amazing. And now I know I've heard people when, they say, oh, you've got 3 kids, or, oh, you got, you're pregnant with twins. Mm-hmm. They immediately go to, oh, you're about to have your hands full.
Yes.
And so how do you respond to people like that?
Yeah.
It's so exciting to have 3 boys, especially when you went through the journey that you
did.
Right. So tell me about that for you.
Well, and it's, I know that, again, they mean it from a good place. They mean it jokingly and to be lighthearted. And for me, yes, and it sounds very cheesy. I've actually read this on a twin blog, and so I try not to say it, but it's very true that, you have your hands full. Yes, I do. But you should see my heart, because these boys, I mean, they're amazing. They're just these little people that have ideas and thoughts and personalities. And I get to be a part of that. And yes, my hands are full and my days are stressful and busy. And there are absolutely more days than I want to admit that I'm just kind of pulling my hair out, being like, really? Tropical vacation sounds great right about now by myself. Leave me alone. But then again, I just kind of fall back on that. I mean, it could be a completely different picture. I could have absolutely let the enemy in and just think that I should be in this isolated place of not having the journey that I'm on. And I know that other people are desperately believing for even an ounce of what I have. And I think that's
okay.
Something that grounds me even at the end of the craziest day, that I wanted to be exactly where I am ever since I was a kid, let alone even 5 years ago. And so it helps keep things a little bit more lighthearted.
That's so good, Natalie. Okay, so let's talk about those difficult days, because you're a work from home mom.
Yes.
So
yeah.
You've got toddler and 2 little babies. And so how do you juggle it all?
I bet my bosses would say that I don't. luckily, Preston and Easton are the most content kids, babies, I guess, I've ever seen. And, I've worked in preschool, through my church and things. And so I've definitely had a lot of experience with kids. And those two, they just, they're, they're chill. They just sit there and relax, and they're very, very easy and gentle spirited. And I think a big thing for me was just routine. And so even if we don't follow with Nathan, I was very scheduled. I mean, it was nap time was 10 o'clock. If it was 10:01, the stress would set in and the, oh my goodness, we're behind. We need to go. And with these guys, they've definitely shown me a whole new level of God's grace and who I am as a person that, yes, you want to be type A. It's okay to let some of that go. And if they're not in that by 10:01, it's okay because they're getting there by 10:05. And so I think a little bit of that flexibility and just not holding myself to an expectation. Something that I've always struggled with and still do a little bit is comparing and thinking like, wow, she just has it all together. Like she's just, I mean, she always looks great and her kids are always really well-dressed and we're just kind of a mess over here. But again, I get to stay home with them. And so for every phone call that, you know, a client will hear a child screaming in the background, 9 times out of 10, it's a mom or a parent that, hey, we've been there. And there's just a lot of, again, a lot of grace and a lot of just, it is what it is and it's fun. And I know that there's going to be a day where I look back and very much miss the craziness. So
that's so good. So you talked a little bit about your church community helping you through this. How are they still there for you? How is having a community and having a tribe really helped you as a mom?
Just knowing that, again, you're not alone. You know, I was talking with a friend of mine just a little bit ago, and there was a group of us that were having a conversation, and one of the girls made the comment, you know, I don't know how people do this without God. And just in that moment, it was like, Lord, thank you. Thank you for planting me with these women who their minds are like mine. I know that their intention for my kids is exactly like mine because my intention for their kids is exactly like what I want for my own. And so, you know, in the moments of, oh my goodness, my babysitter bailed. In fact, to be here, my babysitter bailed the day of practically. And just the outpouring of, hey, try her. Hey, go here. Reach out to this. I mean, it's the tangible things that people are there for, but also the emotional and the mental, just, hey, I've got your back, you know, and they don't, I know they don't hold me to an expectation because I don't hold them to an expectation. And whether or not it's a, hey, we need a girls' night, let's just go out and get some dinner and chat, or, hey, I'm about to pull my hair out, can you come take my kid to the zoo? I mean, they're there. And so, like I said, it's a tangible thing where I can see it every day, what they're doing, but I just know and believe what they're doing as well.
That's so good. Okay, a couple fun questions. It's summertime. So tell me what you love doing with the boys.
Nathan is a big water guy, which is funny because he's actually kind of afraid. So he talks about wanting to go to the splash pad. And so we'll go up there, but then he stands about 5 feet away and just barely runs his little body through them. So that's pretty fun. We're big zoo people. We love to go to the zoo and just truthfully, I mean, obviously it's summer, anything outdoors. Nathan is a big chalk kid. He loves to go outside and just play with sidewalk chalk for a couple hours if we let him. I mean, so we just love being out in the sun and getting some color and just having some fun.
Okay. And one more. What are your favorite movies and shows to watch for the kids?
We are very into The Greatest Showman right now. That is, my husband and I joke that Hugh Jackman deserves a little kickback for the babysitting of how well that distracts them and holds them. But we've also discovered The Secret Life of Pets, which is a brand new favorite in the house. And it's pretty comical. It's very cute. And so those are two big ones that are playing right now.
That's awesome. I have to agree. The Greatest Showman has done a lot for our family. I've gotten many a dish washed.
Yes.
Greatest Showman.
Yes.
So thanks to you. All right. Well, thank you, Natalie, so much for joining us today.
Of course.
It's been
thank
awesome
you for having me.
You.
Yes. Thank you so much.
I loved sweet Natalie's heart about mothering these little men that God has given to her, didn't you? Oh, I can't even imagine the joy that she and they are in for as the years go by. I hope that you've been encouraged by today's podcast. Remember, you are enough, Mama, because your God is enough. You have been chosen by the Creator of the universe to mother these little people under your care. So don't grow weary in well-doing, but give it your all every day. I can guarantee you that you'll never regret it. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for every mom who's listening today. I pray, Father, that you will encourage her by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray that you will give her creative ideas of how to mother the children that are living with her under her roof. Father, I pray that she'll not be frustrated by the little things, but that she will be fulfilled by you because you are our source of joy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, again, thanks for joining us today, and I'll see you next time on The Joy of Motherhood.